Blog Talk Radio.
World pretty much without my mom, but I'm not getting into trouble. I know what to stay away from. I know what not to do. I know what to do. That's because in the wait time, I didn't spend that time crying all the time. I spent that time watching documentaries, watching what happens to other people when they become successful and the temptations that are in Hollywood and the temptations that are in the industry, what to stay away from. So while you're in the wait, use that time to get closer with God, I'll say as well, but prepare. And also to touch on get closer with God is that you want to make sure that you have that foundation so that when God does bless you, you won't forget him.
Yeah.
So preparation and get closer with God and read the Bible. Yes. Read the Bible and pray. Pray a lot. Pray a lot with preparation. Okay, study. If you want to be a doctor, you want to go back to school, you want to start a business, study. That's preparation. You know, we want to be a singer. Practice. You know, watch documentaries. Just prepare. Okay.
One thing I can say what I love the most is that when he had those down moments, when I would call, he says, "Mom, I gotta call you back because I'm meditating right now. I'm doing my devotion." And as a parent, that makes you like, So just to encourage some of our parents out here, when you feel like your child is going down another way or road, just know that when they trained up, let me tell you something, at the end of the day, they will come back to the Lord. So don't get discouraged in the midst of seeing your child with a Kmart on, you know, and knowing that you are a Christian. Because I'm telling you, when that word is in them, it is in them. You just got to do your part and continue to pray for them. If you see them going wayward, you know, hey, we was all young too at one time. I know we have a lot of millennials in here. Pastor Josh was one of them. And, hallelujah. So I'm just saying, when you see your children may go down a different pathway or wayward, just hold on to the word of God. So I do bless God to that. And one more thing, Mike, before you go, what could you say to our listening viewers in terms of your faith and things that you believe in?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what happens? Explain to the viewers and the listeners in terms of your relationship with the Lord and how that really helped you and uplift you in a time when you were in that rocky moment, that time where me and your sister had to watch you just be like, you still kept pushing. Mm-hmm.
I think God is amazing at assuring you and comforting you. And I don't think for me, personally, it's nothing that you can really understand or comprehend and put in words. Because honestly, when I'm upset for some strange reason, I'll never stay in that place. Like, I'll always feel better, but I know who it comes from. And there are times when I still even get frustrated, and I wonder why can I not fully commit to being frustrated? And it's nothing that I can really put in words. I just know that it comes from above.
Mm-hmm.
The way God communicates with me is some people hear his voice, mm-hmm. but I feel him working.
Yeah.
That's how it is with me. And it's never God saying, "Michael, you're going to be all right," verbally, but mm-hmm. For some reason, I could feel like he's saying that on the inside. I could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can never, even when I do get really frustrated or when I have gotten frustrated, I can never fully commit to it because there's always something inside of me that makes you, always tell my mom, like, why do I feel better right now when I know I'm supposed to be mad?
Yeah.
You know, like, why?
Mm-hmm.
But I know that it comes from above. And I think God values when you stick it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think he values when you go through a waiting period and you haven't given up. And I think the blessing becomes that much bigger because of how you were you persevered throughout the waiting period. I think that he values that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. It's always a feeling on me. It's never verbally. I just always feel better emotionally.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, I do know why, but
it's unexplainable. Amen. Before Michael goes, anybody have any questions in terms of the waiting period and not questions. I just wanted to add to that.
Mm-hmm. A comment.
Yeah.
I'll have a comment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike, I truly understand what you're saying about the weight, but for me, on the other end of it, it was when God blesses you, in that weight. And when the weight is over, it is an overwhelming feeling. Like for me, with Agent Couture, and when it happened, I know I waited 11 years for the blessing, but then once the blessing happened, it was like excitement, but overwhelming. Like, now what? Now what? And it kind of reminds me of the saying, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. And can you handle it once it happens? Now, for me, I knew that I was prepared because in my 11-year wait, he had me to go save it that day. Not give up. Stay in the race. Stay the course. Be discouraged, but get over it.
Yeah.
But keep moving. So all of that happened for me in that 11-year wait. But when it happened, I never forget November the 11th when I signed that lease. It was like, is this really happening? And then you just feel so disoriented, but then you just feel overwhelmed. And it's like, now what?
Yeah.
Even though I know what the what is and what's next.
Yeah.
But it's like, you go so long in preparing, you don't really think what to do after we do. So you got to regroup.
Yeah.
You got to be like, okay, God, let me get in the word. Now what do I do with this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just calm my spirit, calm me down, because there's so much that goes on in your head.
Yeah.
And there's so many moving parts that you have to go through once God gives you that blessing. So thank you for sharing that, and being a true testimony of what it means to be in that weight.
Yes.
And also for the audience and for our viewers, wait has no time. You have to do just that. You have to wait. Some people wait is a week, some 3 months, some a year or two, mine was 11.
Yes.
God don't have a time.
Yes.
It's when he says you're ready,
right?
When he blesses you.
Yes.
So just because I might have thought I was ready 11 years ago, God would think so.
Yes.
There were things that I needed to do and I still need to continue to do. Because now that he's blessed me, I got to go with what's next.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's a whole other level. So here we go, 2020.
Yeah.
So Michael mentioned that there's some strange reasons. To me, it's Holy Spirit. Because he said, when I go away, I will leave you a confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And he will bring to your remembrance all those things which I have thought. So all those scriptures that you know, in your mind, they start coming. That's what keeps that rest. For me, and my rest, it's like I know. I know it's not that you'll be a read, because I read all the time. He said, Marie, to make sure you have in all your days. Get and understand. You're reading. But are you getting and understanding of what you're reading? Because you don't need to read the base, the Bible from the beginning to the end, but are my understanding?
Yeah.
All things are read. So now, in this way, I'm learning to learn the story, the backdrop, behind what I'm reading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know that, Joshua and Caleb. I'm getting to know what this story was.
Yeah.
Amen.
And also I'm getting to know like the 42 generations that led to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then being in the lineage of David. So in my reading of Genesis and Exodus, all those things, I never gained that in the season. But now I am by
it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
One more thing.
Yeah. Just
one more thing.
Just to end it off. Keep going. I told myself that I will go to the grave striving for my dream. I really don't care like when it would happen, but I would never stop. And that's what I told myself personally. Just do not stop. If it is something you love, like I'd rather spend my time on the earth striving for something that I am passionate for rather than going to a 9-to-5 and being like, okay, I'm miserable every day. You know? No, but just keep going, and you have to know that it's going to happen. If God puts something on your heart, if he puts something on your heart, trust me, you're not having those dreams for just any random reason. You're not this. That thing is not leading your mind for any random reason. No, if God put it on your heart, trust me, it will come to fruition. Trust me, it will come to pass. Just keep going. Do not stop. And I mean that, Walt. It sounds cliche, do not stop, but don't. Keep going. To the grave. period. And you'll get it before you go to the grave. Sorry, that was just an expression.
Yeah. Does someone want to add something before we go on to our next topic? No,
okay.
Y'all okay? Okay. All right. One thing I wanted to add, this journal right here, y'all, I know it's like so beat up, but I had this journal for a long time. In it was Hope Victorious when I wrote it out in 2007. And I tried to introduce the ministry, and it got knocked out. So then I tried about 2014, and Luke Builder, raise your hand, Luke. He came over. He's over there. Okay, he came over. He is so awesome. He does, like, my graphic designs. He's just so wonderful. He did my logo for Shattered But Not Broken, my book cover. He is so awesome. But now he's a daddy, so he has all his time. But I still bless God for him even just doing a flyer and say, hey, look at this, without me asking. It's good to have people in your life who just love you and just want to just do it because they just love you.
Yeah.
But this book right here, I Have Hope for Choice, and when I wrote it out, 2007. In 2014, I was in church, and I heard the Lord, because my sister-in-law who passed away, Gloria, she, told me about Blog Talk Radio, and I had it for like 2 years, and I called Luke. I said, Luke, I said, the Lord said, I want you, it was on a Sunday, I want you on the radio on Wednesday. It was New Year's Eve, and he said, okay, I'll be over. And then he sat there while we were talking. He's trying to read it. I'm trying to read what I wrote, but I bless God because he just got everything together, hooked me up on Blog Talk Radio, did my design, and he said, hey, you're good to go now. And I'm like, oh, my God, God is so good. And when those young folks, I tell you, they awesome, because he said that was a matter of seconds, me sitting there. He's trying to read my handwriting, what God gave me. And it was just, oh, my God. So don't let go of these kind of books. Yeah, I don't care who laughs at your books when they see them, because this right here is destiny. This right here is purpose. Hallelujah. So I bless God. Isn't that something? How it can look junky, it can look dirty, but how God raised it up.
Yeah.
Who would have imagined that Hope Victorious would have came out of this book that's all beaten up?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Write the vision, make the claim. So I bless God. And don't let nobody dummy down what God has given to you. I have gotten messages, oh, you little broadcast, okay? But Reverend Pam always say, do not despise small beginnings with Zechariah
yeah.
told Zerubbabel. Do not despise small beginnings. You never know where God is taking you. So don't despise. God knew what he was saying when he told Zechariah the prophet to tell him that. Amen. So I bless God. I ain't going in preaching mode. I'm trying to be cool and soft self. But let me tell you something. So, amen. So, you know, don't let nobody dummy down what God has given it to you, because it may be little to them, but it's big to God, because God gave it to you. I don't care what it is. Amen. So we're going to move on unless somebody else wanted to add something, but if not, we're going to move on to our next topic.
I
want to
add one.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But also, we need to prepare mentally
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. as the Lord begins to open up doors and we elevate those things that frustrate you on a lower level,
yeah.
Imagine once the frustration
grows.
We need to learn how to prepare ourselves physically, because in the way you're not doing a lot, you're not moving a lot. But once the Lord starts opening doors and then moving, we find ourselves 24/7 constantly going.
Yes.
If you don't learn self-care
yes.
in that long
mm-hmm.
season, then you don't do self-care with things
begin
to progress.
Mm-hmm.
And so in those wait seasons, when God gives us those times, it's for us to look at every aspect of who we are, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and make sure that we prepare ourselves, because once you get yourself in your routine
mm-hmm.
of self-care, of eating right, exercising, finding somebody to talk to mentally, preparing your prayer. Once you get that into your spirit and you're doing it every day and it becomes something you do routinely, it's something that even as things begin to progress, you will be so accustomed to doing it until it becomes a part of your everyday.
Amen.
So when we prepare, we have to make sure we prepare every day.
Amen. 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 Yeah, and one, I know Michael has a lot of big clothes on, but you should see this boy muscles. I mean, Nehemiah's like, boy, you got muscles. Let me tell you, he went out faithfully. He gets on my nerves. I call him. That means I can't talk to him. I mean, he is conditioned. Thank you, Reverend Sue, that he is conditioned his body.
I mean, listen, go exercise. If you're bored, go run on the treadmill. You know what I'm saying?
Them videos gonna be popping, boy.
I wanna wear a white beanie on stage.
Yes. Amen. So,
that's right.
Amen. So we're gonna move on unless somebody else wants to comment. We're gonna move on to our next topic before my show just be like, time is running out. Amen.
No problem.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. So, okay. So, thank you, Michael, for joining us on today. Amen. Thank you, Michael J. Woodard. Yes. Yeah. So, we bless God and stay tuned for his music coming out next year and some other great announcements. God bless you. Amen. So, my next topic on today, y'all, is we're going to be talking about parenting. Oh, my God. But I want to say that parenting is, I was telling Pastor Joshua, that it's so broad. It's just not about the finances, but it's about your time. It's about sometimes one parent. But just because we were, Reverend Shamisha was talking about, she just had a conversation with my sister, Tamika, and she said she never looked at parenting that way, because when you look at from a single parent to a married parent, sometimes you feel like, oh, you know, there's no comparison. But just to hear her, that doesn't mean that your relationship is toxic with your husband or with your mate, because, you know, or vice versa. No, sometimes, you know, the husband is called to provide and to do so much more work part, but then the mother is called, or vice versa, or the father is called and the mother is, you know, so you know what I'm trying to say. So I just wanted to say that, you know, parenting is just so broad, because sometimes even in a relationship with the spouse, you may feel like, I'm a single parent. And not because your relationship is bad at home, it's because one person is doing all the running, because sometimes their work schedule. Amen. So I just didn't want to, you know, make it so narrow on the broadcast and say, hey, you know, it's just a single parent. No, because parenting is parenting, okay? Amen. Amen, sis?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So, so I don't know if my brother-in-law is still here. Oh, he had to go to work. See? Amen. But I bless God, but he still came in to join in with us. But he said, sis, I want me to say I got to go to work. Now I'm getting ready to get all choked up. I don't even know why. I told myself to Erica, I didn't cry today, but oh, God, I'm just so grateful, y'all. I'm so grateful, because in the midst of you preparing, in the midst of doing what God called you to do, sometimes you be beat up in the midst. You be tore up, but nobody can see it. You know what I'm saying? But another person where you are can relate and be like, it was rough this morning. Through all your makeup, it was rough this morning. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just want to say, talk about just parenting, and because I fully said on yesterday when she talked about sometimes you can actually feel that you give one child more than the other, but it don't have to be. But sometimes that's how we feel, you know. Often look at Michael Amaya, and someone told me actually years ago, well, how come Amaya isn't auditioning? I said, for one, that's Michael's dream. Michael told me at 8 what he wanted to do. Amaya's like, I don't want to audition. Amaya's like, train, let me just train, and then I'll go. Michael's like, Mom, throw me in there. We're going to learn as we go. But Amaya's like, no, I need all my technique. I know how to read a script before I get in there. So every child is different. At 18, well, at 17, 18 now, Mom, I want to start auditioning. Okay, now we can go, because that's what Amaya wants to do. So sometimes you may feel like it's one that's getting a lot, but really it's not that. It's our own, because we're our own worst enemy. We beat our own selves up. So I just wanted to open up the floor to you all, and the ones who dialed in, if you press one, I'll take your call. If anybody just want to chime in, just with parenting and how you feel about being a parent. Let's start with our time, don't have time sometimes, but do we got to do for our kids, because we got so much stuff when we got work, we have ministry, we have community work, and then you have the children. So if anybody just wanted to comment or,
Hey, Wendy.
Hey, Rosalisa.
I'm blessed to have her beyond measure. I'm looking forward to what God has for her. Adult girl. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say that there is no right or wrong way to parent.
Yeah.
We can always look at somebody and say, I wish I could do it like that, or I should have been doing this, but we have to parent our children according to our feet, our children. Mm-hmm. We can go by how our parents parented us, but that was because that was time, and they had the resources they had available to them to do what they were able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And love, of course,
when people see how I care my daughter, that's our relationship. You can't put like something with a taboo, it should be this way or you do too much. No, I care in accordance to my daughter, but the time management piece comes in when you start to balance. You have to have a balance when you are managing your household, your children, your life in general, ministry. All of it has their place and their corner or their nook. But when it comes to your children, it's supposed to be first and foremost in everything you do. They're our first priority. And we have to put them first. I know there are some parents who don't, they feel differently. But I know for me, my daughter comes before myself, before ministry, before I do anything. I consider her in all that I do because I'm responsible for her. And so without having a good level set and a good balance with my time, period, I will probably be a mess and a wreck, but I thank God for balance. I thank God for timing, and I thank God for Him working all things out for my good, because it could be differently, but it's not, and I'm grateful for the relationship I do have with my daughter, and I'm looking forward to where He's going to place her when she goes to college, so I can start living the way I want to live, and you know, she goes to her.
Speaking of,
a good St. Methodist church, he would engage some time care of this child to me. And he always said, you have the mind of a child. Sooner the start to start, and my husband was like stationed miles away from me. So I didn't have that second parent to help out, to the father, to the dance, and pick her up. But like, he learned that down because he started that Saturday night thing here. I'm not going yet. I'm making sure I couldn't finish the subject on my word for tomorrow. So that means I feel all the time. Can we switch off today? You do what you tell me, I do what you tell me. And he learned that back. He learned it. He needs to have that balance. On Saturday night, he needs that peace and quiet, not running around looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the one Saturday night he did decide to do, they were in the YMCA. He goes in the YMCA and has them announced. For them to come down here because your father is waiting. Come down here, your father is waiting. They were so embarrassed after that. Like, it's all, it was always me on Saturday night. And I was a support person at that mission. Like, I recognized that. And he was my pastor. And then he needed that. So today he got to do it. You know, we'll pick his child. He would call, not even his wife and I have a great relationship. She would have gone, he would have called him and said, he's going over to her. And he's going to need you to drive him to wherever it was. To this house or that house. And picked him up. Okay. I'm like, I don't want it. Many times I said that, but because I wanted to be that person.
Amen.
Amen. When God gives a vision, he gives a provision. That's how you know. Like, I look at him. When he first started, her first anniversary, she was like, I want to do a live show. It was anniversary number one. Here we are, anniversary number five.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at her like, what? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are. And it's good. He gave her thought. And with Pam, he gave her visions all along how Asian school board should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be just like this. He's blessed her as she goes. But when God gives a vision, he gives a provision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, I'm sorry. Amen.
Yes. Yeah. I just want to add one thing, and I look at it as a reward.
Mm-hmm.
The reward as a parent for me is when our children become adults, don't think for 1 minute they don't need you as a parent.
Right.
And as a result, we think that when they get older, they want to go and play things. One of the rewards that I get out of both of my children is that they do appreciate me as their mom. Mm-hmm. And as adults, they call me and we talk. And Asia is talking to different children. Asia is the one mom who's listening. Asante is the crazy one. Mom, I need. But at the end of the day, you think that sometimes I'm thinking, like, I got 5 minutes to do, but I have to stop because, wait, he calls. He needs me, which means he appreciates me. He values me. And the same thing for our daughter. So even though they turn 18 and 21, as parents, the reward is they love us, they appreciate us. And we see it as getting older. A lot of times when they get younger, it's like it's just all about their needs and their wants. But as they get older, we can sit back and we can say, okay, they appreciate their fruits of the labor, they're just reward. So they do need us, but they still love us because they're adults. And they still, but
Amen. Luke, did you want to add something? You always said something like that.
No, I agree with what people said, parents and making sure you're focused on the things that matter, keeping their moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then just genuinely building that support system, doing things for others so that it comes around.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Also, I wanted to say to my sister Tamika and my cousin Erica, I watched them juggle. And my sister Timmy, like, she has young kids, but okay. She has a hectic schedule, too. But I just wanted to hear from those two. I don't know which one is going to go first. Okay, Tamika? Speak up, please. Speak up.
I think as a mom, innately we are born to just be a nurturer. So many times we make sure that everyone else is okay and we leave ourselves blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, being a mom is great. It's wonderful. And I love being a mom. But I just want to speak to the moms, especially like new moms, to make sure as you're pouring into them, you don't lose yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to do, and I'm not saying anything about the dad, but I'm just saying it is so easy to lose who you are, to lose what you like to do, because what you like is usually what they like. What's in the car playing on the radio is what they like to listen to. You know, you start talking Goo Gaga after a minute if you don't, you know, start talking to adults and making sure you spend some time with God and other adults. So don't get yourself lost in the family where after they grow up and get out of your home, trying to figure out where am I going and what's my next move.
Yeah.
So as they grow, you grow also. And I think the best part of being a parent, I just experienced my oldest graduate from college.
Yes.
That was a feeling that I just want to tell you to just keep pressing your children. Don't let up, because my son did not like school. And, at one point he didn't like homework. He would bust all A's on his test, but wouldn't do homework. But you know what your report card would look like if you didn't do homework.
Mm-hmm.
But God. So I kept praying. I put affirmations up. Failure is not an option. We had all kinds of things and affirmations that we could say in the morning. We read our scripture, regardless if they wanted to or not. It's just something that I knew that God would pull them through and pull us through. So at the end of the day, don't give up on your children. Continue to pour into them. Talk to them, even when it seems like they're not listening. But I have two great kids, and I just thank God for that. And I think that's just it. And it's, in terms of my time, my husband was able prior to, because he was self-employed, when he stopped being self-employed is when I became the professional Uber without getting paid.
I like that Uber. I'm
Bumble
more.
But it doesn't last long. Because your kids grow up.
Yes.
Pour into yourself as well as your family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cousin Erica, thank you.
Keep my sanity, my kids.
Yeah.
Different, and they're not like me, and so it's a challenge.
parenting, because I don't know how. But there, I'm like, why would you do it like that? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to instill in the value, but I have to realize that they're not like me. They're their own people, and they're not like, they're not even like each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to approach parenting in a different way with each of them. So that's very important to understand that you have to parent your children differently. And then for me, a smartphone is super key. Putting all of my appointments within the lot, because they both have their own activities,
mm-hmm.
and they both have a lot of activities. And I'm also caring for the parents, and my husband is caring for the parents. And so smartphone for me is key, making sure that all my equipment are in there, my notifications, so that I can stay on top of it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I would like to say that I have two wonderful daughters,
mm-hmm.
and I love them both dearly. Parenting to me has been wonderful. I love being a mother.
Mm-hmm.
When my girls were young, both of them, I always talked to them.
Mm-hmm.
I always tried to get them to talk to me and tell me anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got this one
too. To have your children trust you. I think it's important for the parents to
you got this, Thor.
Okay.
You got this.
I think it's important for to establish a relationship early with your children.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So that they can trust you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to let your child know that there is nothing in this world that they can do that is so horrible,
mm-hmm.
that they can't tell them about.
Yeah.
And so I established that early with my daughters. I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to love you any less.
Yeah.
I'm here to help you. But please tell me what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if you did something that you think is horrible, but you know what? We're just going to leave it to God,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to pray about it.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you come to me with that problem,
mm-hmm.
also, and we want to deal with that. But as a parent, as a mother, we are here to help our children through their difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to understand that we are there for them no matter what the problem is.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think I have a couple of seconds. If someone want to press one, I'll take your call. I'm sorry. You press one, I'll take your call. And I can still hear you as long as you press one. It won't cut you off. The broadcast won't, if you want to comment. Amen. Amen. No one wants to comment, but I thank you for joining us. Yeah, hey! Woo! So I just want to say that who said about children of being different? I was the wild one between me and my two sisters. So when I found Jesus, oh, my God, the whole house was ecstatic. We found Jesus! She found Jesus! She's going to Bible school! I'm like, oh, my God, this is that deep. But what I love about my parents is that they raised us differently. What they did with Penny, they didn't do with me. What they do with me, they didn't do with Nikki, because they knew we was all different. Like my cousin Erica said, we were all different. So everybody was raised different. They had to give me just a different stroke than the other person, than them, because if not, I'd have been buck wild once I got out there. But I just thank God for Jesus and change, because he truly changed me. But, Penny, did you want to add something? No. She's a quiet one. Yeah, so I just want to say that this has been so great, y'all. Oh, my God, it's been so great. Thank you. So my broadcast, don't internet yet, Dylan. He's my video. videographer over there. But I just want to thank you all for joining. Stay tuned. I'm going to step out of the box. I was talking to my pastor, Reverend Joshua, and he was saying, you know, it's already there. You just got yourself in the box. And I'm like, what? You know, because he came to my workshop, and he was like, you know, just really looking at everything, evaluating, and then he came back with some really great, cool nuggets. But I am stepping out. So in February, I'll have my own YouTube channel called Coffee with Me.
Yay!
I am so excited, y'all. I am so. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. Just believe God for what you can do. And I am just so grateful to you all when you send me donations to the Cash App or mail it to me. I so appreciate you sowing into my ministry. And God is just so faithful and so good. And thank God for my mom. She is so dynamite. And my dad. Would be so proud if he was here. Yeah. And my Uncle Clinton is here. I'm glad that he came out.
Yeah.
So, then, Mom, did you want to say something before we end the Gene? Anybody want to say before what I didn't hear from who, before the Gene, like, mm-mm.
I just wanted to say how proud I am of Lenny. And she's a go getter. Mm-hmm. Really, truly go getter. And I just admire her for that. Mm-hmm. And she does, like, she doesn't stop. No matter what we say, she does not stop. And if it's something that she feels that we want to do, she'll tell us. I'm just so thankful and grateful for her and her ministry, how it has grown, and the people from all different countries that call into her station. And even after her show is over, she still ministers to these people. So she has been really a great mentor to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I just pray that God will continue to bless her, continue to strengthen her up, and that this shattered but not broken, which is already throughout the country, but it will just get bigger and bigger. God bless you, Winnie.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan, know everybody knows you.
that you could do anything with the Lord, and He is everything. And you know, sometimes I know I'm a punk when it comes out of God, because I'd be like, look, God, you want me to do it, but let's do it. And when it comes out of God, I ain't going to argue with them. I may get a little upset, but then I understand it. You know what I'm saying? But my upset is not being so angry with Him, you know, where I don't, like my son said, don't move out on what He called you to do because you're so angry and bitter with Him. So I bless God for God, because He is mighty, who I trust, and He has been with me through my whole journey. Whatever I went through in life, from a little girl, my mom thought at one time God was going to take me, because I said, Mom, God gave me a tour of heaven, and she was like, He's going to take my child, you know. But I bless God. He was just developing me for what God has for me, and I trust Him. And my mom is right. If it's something that I feel like my family going to disagree, but I know God told me, I go in shutdown mode. My mom be like, I know you, I'm pondering something, but I'm going to just let God work that out with you. Yeah, because if I feel like they're going to be like, what? Like my aunt thought said, and then I went and did it. But if I hear from God and know He gave it to me, no matter what anybody say, I'm going to do what God called me to do. Even when I look like I'm outcast, even when I look like, why did you do that? Why did you make that move? You know, because I trust them, you know. And I, when you can get rid of people and their emotions and what they feel about you, you can really climb a whole lot of mountains. Amen. So God bless you all. And that concludes Hope Victorious. Just know that God is on your side. Hope in God, and that you are victorious. God bless you, everybody.
Can you tell people about the well wishes
in
the microphone?
Oh, yeah. And on your way out, the well wishes, like for Hope Victorious, you can say something on the microphone and she'll record you. And I'll, with your permission, I'll put that on my webpage. Amen. So, yeah. Oh, my God, it's around here. Yes.
Well, now that they ate too much sugar to